is ESPN Chicago, WNVP, WTBC, HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
It's the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN Chicago. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan, talking all things in the world of golf with you every single Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. We're all brought to you by the Glenview Park Golf Club. And this segment is brought to you by Geneva National. So we just had golf's longest day this past Monday, and there are stories galore that came out of this. I think we start with some of the known names here, and it all took place in Ohio, where you had a 5-for-1 playoff that featured 5 tour players, including the likes of Ricky Fowler, Max Homa, Cameron Young, and this was one of the cool things. I got the notification, all right, we're headed to a 5-for-1 playoff, and I was like, all right, I have to watch this, and I pull up the Golf Channel. And they're teeing off, and you've got Max, you've got Ricky, you've got Cameron Young, all these guys. And it's just like seeing those, it felt like a tour event. And then they get to the green, and you've got everyone who showed up for this thing in Columbus all surrounding the green, watching this thing, because you know what's on the line. And Cameron Young comes out victorious out of it. He was the only one to birdie. 3 guys parred the hole, and one more bogeyed the hole. But just to see that drama, a 5-for-1 playoff for a spot in the U.S. Open, it was tremendous theater on a Monday night.
No doubt about it. And especially the guys that all made it were all just all tour players. There wasn't one other just, you know, yeah, guy that we just don't even know.
I think given the
really
field,
felt like,
given the field that was there for this qualifier in particular, good luck if you were just some 5-day-a-week hitter trying to make it out of that field, or an amateur or something like that.
No doubt. I mean, when you look at the field that you have to go up against, and then I just felt like, you know, that would be just a total uphill battle. I mean, knowing that you've got the world's greatest in the same field and you're trying to find one of those few, what, 4 or 5 spots that they had there.
Yeah.
But it was unbelievable theater. You know, this day is actually becoming one of the coolest days in golf now. And I love how the Golf Channel has really got behind this thing and really made it a made-for-TV event. I mean, you can get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and they're playing golf out east. Mm-hmm. So you can watch this thing all the way to almost midnight, you know, because of the West Coast and the qualifiers that are finishing up late, and especially the playoffs. And some of the playoffs had to finish the next day. And I know down in Florida, they battled some weather, so they had to actually finish the regular round and then playoffs on Tuesday. But what is awesome, I just think it's the essence of golf. It's an emotional day. You're seeing people from different walks of life, including the PGA Tour, all being at the same level for a day. And it's the best day, I think, to truly see people grind until the parking lot. They got to play 36 yeah. holes, and they got to have that mentality that it's not going to be won on the first hole, but it can certainly be lost on the first hole, but you still have a lot of real estate. So what we just witnessed on Monday was a pure love of the game. You know, there was no big checks that were being won or presented. And like I said, everyone's at the same level. And anytime you can see high school kids and PGA Tour players in the same event or yeah. level for a day, I think it's always going to be really cool theater. And then what's really bizarre is to watch a guy like Ricky Fowler, who qualifies for the Open, but not the U.S. Open, because he bogeyed that hole mm-hmm. in that playoff that you were alluding to.
Yeah, I think it almost feels like golf has taken a little bit of a page out of the NFL's book, because I almost liken what this event is now to like kind of an NFL draft combine to a degree, where it's like you've got all these guys together and they're all going for one goal, and it's to make the U.S. Open. Just like in the NFL draft combine, all these guys, one goal, their goal is to make it to the NFL. And like a lot of the big stars aren't participating, but there's some guys that you will see out there grinding things out. And then the Golf Channel aspect of it, it almost feels like a red zone type of deal, where you're bouncing from course to course across the country. All right, let's check in on what's going on in Ohio. Okay, let's go down to Florida. Let's go out to California. And you've got like wall-to-wall coverage of these different courses and events that are taking place, with everyone there, one goal in mind, knowing that, all right, I've got a chance to potentially make it into the U.S. Open a couple weeks from now. I think it's really cool the way that golf has set it up and how they've embraced it. And kind of, I don't want to say make it bigger than what it really is, because for a lot of guys, this could be a life-changing moment. But at the end of the day, like, is the winner from the U.S. Open participating in this? Probably not. But it'd be a cool story to see them hang around for a little bit.
Chances are, yeah, no, they're not. But there is the chance that it might be. You know, there was a guy by the name of Orville Moody who won the U.S. Open, and it's the only victory he had in his professional golfing career. But you know what he did? It was back when they used to have the local qualifying was 36 holes. Then he had to go to the sectional qualifying, play 36 holes. Then he went and played 72 holes. He is the one guy that has played 144 holes to win a U.S. Open. So it has been done, but to your point, they're going to be far and few between. And then you throw the fact that it's Oakmont, and I think you're going to have absolutely zero chance of seeing anybody who, you know, made it in on Monday that isn't a PGA Tour player to see them on Sunday. But it is. It's really cool how the Golf Channel has got behind this. And what I was most impressed with this year is the amount of coverage with cameras that they were able to dial into the exact guy or group that was, you know, either threatening to make it or has a chance to make it. And it was just really cool because they had it in every city. It wasn't just like one little camera. Yeah. They had multiple cameras at each stop. So this is costing Golf Channel quite a bit of money, but there is some great interest, because for me, this is really where the U.S. Open fever and the, you know, just that anticipation starts to build. Because I love U.S. Open week, because it's not only, well, Father's Day is at the end of it, but for us in our community, this is when golf and summer arrives to Chicago. And I just think that for us, truly, the prime time season is right now through Labor Day. So I'm elated that the U.S. Open week has finally arrived.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Out of that 5-for-1 playoff, Max Homa. Very significant development with him, because he carried his own bag for 36 holes after he split from his caddy in the week leading into golf's longest day. And so he carries his bag for 36 holes, gets into the 5-for-1 playoff, comes up short, a little bit of a disappointing showing on the putting green for him. And after that, you'd think guy like that, Max Homa, big name, right? Should be like a shoe-in, you'd think, every year for the U.S. Open. Not the case. But all of a sudden, like, you look at how he approached things after. You'd think, all right, this happens. You don't have, like, any media obligations at this event. You'd think he's frustrated. He's not going to be in the U.S. Open. This guy was on the Ryder Cup team 2 years ago by points. And he's not going to participate in the U.S. Open all of a sudden. You'd think he'd be frustrated, pissed off, get in his car, get the hell out of Dodge. Not the case. He stayed, hung around, signed every autograph, took every picture. He could have been, and it would have been justified, just get the heck out of there. But that's just not who he is. He's the man of the people. And even in one of probably his lower moments over the course of the past couple of years from a golf standpoint, still found a way to make time for everyone. I thought it was pretty high class and pretty cool.
Max Homa is a class individual, and I'm a big Max Homa fan. He showed character. He showed what a professional is all about amongst the entire field in more ways than one. He showed up, didn't make a big production out of the fact that he, you know, didn't have the his caddy with him, but it was just news as a matter of fact. And he just thought that, hey, carrying my own bag might be a little therapeutic. It takes him back to the old days of junior golf and collegiate golf. And I think for him, being on the tour with all of the media and all of the news, you know, in his ear, I think he really enjoyed walking that golf course by himself and being in his own mind for a while. I think it was quite therapeutic for a guy like that, where most of us as amateurs would rather have an army with us that we could talk to, you know, express anything to about what we're feeling, our nerves and all the rest of it. But Max was just a cool cucumber going through the round, and really, to your point at the end, really showed true class in making everybody's day who came out to watch them play. And, you know, who knows that you're going to get to see Max Homa shake his hand, get some pictures, and realize he's just a man of the people and like a regular guy. So it was great to see, and it's just great for golf, and so is Max.
Some of the other cool stories too from this one. Alistair Doctory, who was in a pretty significant car crash 2 weeks ago, hospitalized. He punched his ticket to Oakmont just 2 weeks after that car accident. You had Matt Vogt, a dentist from Indianapolis, who was yeah. once upon a time a caddy at Oakmont. He punched his ticket. And then you got 17-year-old Mason Howell, who's going to go play at the University of Georgia in a couple years. He also is going to be teeing it up among the best players in the world. So it's part of what makes this really cool and really interesting, because now you see these guys who it's almost like the island of misfit toys, and now they get to go play alongside the Rorys, the Scotties, the Brysons, the Rahms. All of those guys are now being intertwined with a dentist, a 17-year-old, some Corn Ferry players. And you've got guys like Max Homa and Ricky Fowler and Sergio Garcia sitting out this week.
And that's exactly what makes our United States Open so different and so special and yet so difficult. Over 10,000 people entered these various qualifiers all around the country. And then it came down to Monday where, you know, we were only taking, I think, 47 people. So when you stop and think the field's 156 and over 10,000 people tried to attempt it, you're going to get your fair share of, you know, one-hit wonders that we may see one time and one time only. And we're going to see some of those favorites just not get in because it's golf. And there's no other way to explain it. It's just golf. It wasn't their day on the day that it needed to be. But I just think that this is really, again, it goes back to what the essence of golf is, and it allows these guys and people to be on the same level for the, 5, 10, 15 minutes of fame that they're going to have during this emotional week, you know, which most of their weeks are all going to end on Friday. I mean, let's be honest here. But at the same time, one that's going to be very, very memorable and should be a good time. I just can't wait. And more so because of the golf course and what they're about to take on. But getting back to then Monday, as much as we had so many feel-good stories, we also had some pretty wild things happen, and not necessarily for all the best reasons. And, you know, I'll point out the UPS driver that got disqualified.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, that's just a weird story. I mean, this guy, Nick Barrett, he's 31 years old. He's a UPS driver, and he was trying to punch his ticket for the Open. And, you know, he qualified shooting a bogey-free 68 in the Northwest course in Silver Spring on May 5th, you know, to get to this stage. But at Woodmont, he continued that strong performance. He recorded a 2-over 73 in the first round, so he's very much in the running for the four spots among the 84 competitors. And so after completing his round, you know, Nick took a lunch break, like most of them do. During the lunch, he realized he had neglected to submit his signed scorecard, a mandatory requirement in tournament play. So he said that he stood up, and all of a sudden he realized after he had his hot dog, he felt in his back pocket, and he knew then his heart fell down into his stomach. And then he ran over to scoring control, but his players had already been there. They attested, and they left. So by the USGA rules of golf, he was disqualified. So a lot of heartbreak for some and a lot of great memories for others.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, when we come back, Dr. Marlon Everett, the Chicago Parks Board president, will join us. Mike's on site right now at South Shore Golf Club for the Play Like a Champion program, Chicago Police Department's youth golf program. So we will be joined by Dr. Marlon Everett. We also got to get to our U.S. Open fantasy golf picks. All that and more coming up next. This segment's been brought to you by Geneva National.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. Tyler Rocky, Mike Gilligan with you on the CDGA Golf Show. As Mike is on site at South Shore Golf Club for the Play Like a Champion program, Chicago Police Department's youth golf program. And we're joined now by Dr. Marlon Everett, Chicago Parks Board President, joining us here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline, Jersey Mike's A Sub Above. Good morning, Dr. Everett. Thanks so much for joining us today, and I know it's a beautiful day out there at South Shore.
It's absolutely beautiful. Thank you for being. Thank you for having me here. I'm really excited about this. This is a great day for Chicago golf, for Chicago Park District.
Well, Doctor, it's so good to have you here, because as we're about to get this thing started here in just a little while and we're waiting the arrival of Superintendent Snelling, I have to first and foremost say thank you, because without the Chicago Parks and the Park District being a big supporter and seeing the vision with us, this thing never gets off the ground. We don't even get out of the batter's box to even have the conversation with Superintendent Snelling. So thank you on behalf of the CDGA, our 120,000 members, and as well as all these kids that are coming, because they're going to have a great time today.
Yeah, yeah. It's just really exciting. I mean, golf is, you know, one of the best pastimes in the world. I'm a golfer myself. My kids play golf, and I think that this is just great to have this right in the middle of the city. You know, for a municipal golf course in a large city like this is just impressive, and it's really good. It's great that we also have a great collaboration with the Chicago Police Department. We have our community kids here. It's just a great day.
Well, and also your thoughts and collaboration of working with the CDGA, the Park District, and the Police Department.
Yeah,
your thoughts on that?
How about that? You know, three great organizations. But I think everything really works together. You know, if we're going to be a world-class city, we have to have these type of collaborations, ones that involve the community, involve the neighborhood, and ensure that the children and the kids in the neighborhood see the police as people, as partners. And I think that's a great thing. And then what better way to do that than with golf? You know, golf is, you know, one of the best sports in the world. It's always in great landscapes and great serenity, and it's calm. You know, besides this water right next to us, this is probably the most calmest place, you know, that you have. This is what I call the antidepressant. One of the best antidepressants out there is golf, at least before you start hitting the ball.
Dr. Everett, how do you see this collaboration and this youth golf program benefiting the kids as well as the local community as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive. So first of all, any sort of collaborations that we can do with the Park District and getting the kids active, I think that's the most important thing. You know, the kids, they'll be off this summer. They'll have time to come over, and, you know, one of the worst things you can have is idle time for these children. So this is just another program for them to be able to come enjoy golf, learn golf, and the beauty of golf is it's a lifelong sport. You know, I many kids wanted, like myself, wanted to run and jump, but you can't do that forever. So, so you have to learn something that's a lifelong skill, and I think that's great.
So, Doctor, you said it yourself, how this is a sport for a lifetime, and that's really what the goal is today, is to get these youth just exposed to the sport and planting that mustard seed that maybe it might not be today, next week that they play, but they're going to remember that special day when I went to South Shore and there was all this really cool stuff. But maybe I will start to take up that game. And since COVID, we've seen this big boom in our golf industry. And much like I'm sure you've seen the parks and the courses getting so much more busier and crowded, you've done quite a bit of work. I came rolling up here, and I see this brand-new short game facility that looks like first class. I mean, this thing is really nice.
Yeah, you know, this is, I mean, how about this? Okay, you have a municipal golf course that actually has a short game practice center. Okay, yeah. That just is unheard of. And, you know, we've had it since 2000, and, you know, it's been 25 years. It needed an upgrade. It needed some renovation. So now we renovated. It's beautiful. It's got one bunker, two putting greens. We have bays that you can hit. I mean, and everyone knows the short game is one of the most important parts of golf. But in general, though, I mean, this is impressive that you can have it. It almost looks like, you know, like a country club.
It does.
You know? And to have that right in the middle of the city at a municipal golf course is just so impressive.
It really is. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, South Shore, it's just a nine hole. But this short game facility and hitting area, I mean, I don't know if you got a better view than with Lake Michigan right here. But this thing is on the same level of what the guys see on a PGA Tour. I watch them putting down the sod. This thing is state of the art.
Yeah, I mean, when you watch any sort of golf tournament, and you'll see them practicing beforehand, this looks like that type of area, you know. And you have the backdrop of Lake Michigan,
right,
which is absolutely beautiful. But, you know, to have a practice bunker, to have a putting green, to have a chipping area, you just can't beat that, you know.
So then when we also take our series to Columbus,
yeah,
you've got some great work going on there. And
yep,
then we go to Merovitz in August with this program. So tell us a little about what you got going at those courses.
Yeah, so we have something similar. We have these types. We're doing renovations. First of all, we're doing renovations here at South Shore and Jackson. So what we're doing with this part of putting green, we have bunkers. And we're redoing all the bunkers at Jackson and South Shore. So this summer we'll have new bunkers, which are going to be impressive. We've tried this new drainage system, and we're getting the sand from Gary, Indiana. So it's kind of a
wow,
really nice event. But we're moving that over to Columbus, like you mentioned, and then over to Merovitz. So we're having very similar. So just in general, from a municipal golf course standpoint, to be able to have any sort of renovations in this day and age, especially when, you know, funds could be a little tight,
yeah,
we're able to do that. And that's only with the collaboration with all the golf organizations, whether it's CDGA or anyone else. The other thing that we do is we involve the community and the kids through our caddy programs, too. So we have a caddy program where kids can learn. They actually go out and caddy. They learn how to caddy. Then they become a caddy. That builds relationships with them. They learn how to build relationships with older people or adults. The value of that also, they get paid, number one.
Sure.
But they also have the opportunity to become an Evans Scholar, which gives them college scholarships. In my day practice, I have one of my partners in my group actually was an Evans Scholar, and he talks about it and how it got him to college. So I think that's just so many advantages that you have with golf. And I'm glad that we at the Park District have really embraced it, and I appreciate the CDGA and ESPN and everyone else who's embracing it as well.
Well, yeah, and there's also another group here that has also helped you guys out a lot, and that's Troon.
That's right.
And, you know, I think since they've come over and taken on the new agreement with you all,
yeah,
I think they're also a big part of making some of these changes with you.
They are. They are. They're tremendous. They gave us a great deal. They, first of all, they manage our golf course as well. We needed that. You know,
right,
we don't have the throughput, the ability to, or bandwidth to be able to do that. But they manage our courses, but they also have helped with renovation. You know, renovation, being able to renovate the golf courses. So we're getting new bunkers. They're making sure our greens are good. I mean, they put a lot back in into our courses to ensure that we have the best golf courses in the area. I mean, it's, you know, we have one of, you know, Jackson Park is one of the two only 18-hole golf courses in the city. So if you live in the city, you don't have to drive out to the suburbs to play 18 holes. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Well, hey, I mean, if you're going to have one of the best condition golf courses, you've got to align yourself with some of the best brands. Troon is one of the best brands out there in the game of golf. So you guys have all just received a major facelift at all the Chicago facilities, bringing this group in with you. So those two brands, I look forward to seeing Chicago golf going nowhere but up, up, and up. And I want to say thank you again for having us out, because we wouldn't even be here without your support. So, Doctor, thank you very, very much. And Tyler, we're going to send it back to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Everett, for joining us here. When we come back, we'll be joined by Chicago Police Department Superintendent Larry Snelling, and we'll also get you our U.S. Open golf picks for our fantasy golf contest as well. All that coming up next. The segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
This segment brought to you by Republic Bank, Tyler Rocky and Mike Gilligan. Mike is live on site out at South Shore Golf Club for the Play Like a Champion, first of three installments of this collaboration with the Chicago Police Department and their Youth Golf Initiative. And Mike is now joined on site with the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, Larry Snelling, with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Good morning, Larry. Thanks so much for taking some time with us today, and it is a wonderful day for golf in the Chicagoland area today.
First of all, good morning, and yes, it is. It's a beautiful day out here and a pretty great turnout, and thanks for having me.
Well, Superintendent, I'll tell you what, we just had, you know, Dr. Everett on, and with their support, this is all being made possible, because without them, we don't even have a chance to sit down with you. And now that we had that chance to sit down and shape that vision, what do you think?
I think this is absolutely awesome. I mean, just to see the turnout, the people here, and, you know, just the exposure that some of these kids are getting right now that they would not have had. So this gives everybody in the city of Chicago the opportunity to come in and see something different.
Yeah, and I think with a lot of the officers, and you got 13,000 of them on your team, we know there's a lot of golfers amongst them. So we hope to have a few of them out here helping with the kids, huh?
Yeah, we actually have plenty of golfers out here, because we've got a lot of police officers who love to golf. It's a little pastime for them, a little way to wind down, break down some of the stress. And one particular avid golfer is my chief of patrol, John Hine, who's also out here to help out. And he just couldn't wait to come out here and join in the fun.
Well, I'll tell you, we're honored to be a part of your program here. And I'll tell you, you know, this has really been the making of 16 different groups, organizations, agencies, associations have all come together for the greater good of these kids and these officers, and really trying to do something right for the community. And I'll tell you, it's been really amazing with everybody putting their egos at the door. We have got agencies that are working together that quite honestly never really work together. Usually they have their own event. It's very rare to see them all a part of a common event. But that's the power and the beauty of what I think your officers and these kids bring to the community in terms of our ability to interact and turn them into the best adults that we possibly can. Because I look at this as, we're not raising kids, we're raising adults.
No, 100%. And, you know, when you guys came to me with the idea, I was so excited about it, because, you know, from the start of this job, the first thing I said was, you know, it can't just be one entity. It's got to be everybody. And we all have to work together as a team. And you just mentioned that, bringing everybody together, Everybody working toward the same goal. And the focus here today are these kids, the kids who are going to be the future of this city. And as long as we're giving these kids things to do and the exposure to golf, that's the most amazing part of it, because this is something that these kids may not have had the opportunity to experience in any other place. So what you guys brought to the table here, I just want to thank everybody for bringing us in, collaborating around this. And, you know, we're looking forward to the next two events, and we just want to see this continue to grow.
We do have a special guest here that wants to wish you well, Superintendent Snelling. Let's go on out to the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. You may see him all the time on your social media feeds, also at the TGL. He's the one calling up and calling all the shots there. Roger Steele, Chicago's very own, joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, how you doing?
We are fantastic today.
Roger!
Oh, yeah. Great to be
Roger,
with you.
Roger, you're on live here. You've got the superintendent here. So we just wanted to hook you and the superintendent up. I know you're playing well down in South Carolina, but you've got the superintendent with his ears on.
Oh, man. This
hey,
is
Roger.
Awesome. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I wish we could do this in person, but I'm sure we'll get the time to in the near future.
No, absolutely. And you know what? It's great to have one of Chicago's very own out there representing. So we appreciate you, and we're looking forward to you coming to the next two events. I'm sure the kids will love it.
I got them blocked out. Wouldn't miss them for the world.
Well, thank you very much.
That's excellent. That's great to know.
Thank you very much, Roger. Appreciate the time, and best of luck with everything today, all right?
I really appreciate you all. Really appreciate
Thank you
all.
Roger.
Great work with everything that you're
all
doing.
Right. We'll
and, I mean, you're truly changing the city.
July 14th, we'll be at your neighborhood out at Columbus Park. July 16th. So we look forward to seeing you, Roger. And good luck today. Fairways and greens, buddy.
Absolutely. Yes, good luck,
sir.
Roger. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
So, Superintendent, coming back to this event here, when it's all said and done, both today, the next two events that follow, what at the end would you say, hey, if we accomplish this, this thing meets all my expectations?
You know what? As I look around right now, this is meeting my expectations right now. What I would like to see at the end is even more participation. And when we see a little more participation and we see this growing, now it's met the expectations. And what I would expect is that we continue to grow from this, continue our partnership, because from beginning to end, this has been flawless. You guys have done such a great job of setting all of this up, putting everything together, and bringing everybody together. So right now, this is the beginning of something great, and I just look forward to it continuing on.
Well, Superintendent, thank you so much for having the confidence in us and the trust in us, because when we met, you said something to me that resonated. Mike, if we do it right. Otherwise, we don't do it.
And 100%.
You know, we did it, and I think we did
it
right.
Did it, and you did it right.
Thank you,
so
partner.
So we appreciate you.
I appreciate
you. We'd like to thank everybody who's involved, Park District, the Golf Association. You guys are just doing such a great job. So thank you.
Thank you, Superintendent. Tyler, we're going to swing it back to you.
That is Superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, Larry Snelling, live at South Shore Golf Club with Mike Gilligan. All right, when we come back, we'll get you all of our fantasy golf picks for the upcoming U.S. Open and take you around the CDGA. That's all coming up next. The segment brought to you by Republic Bank.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Thank you to Jack McGrath for producing with us today. The segment brought to you by French Lick Golf Resort. Mike's live on site at South Shore Golf Club today. Before we go around the CDGA, Mike, we got to get to our U.S. Open picks for this week's fantasy golf pool. And if you want to play along with us, just go to your CDGA portal, your MyCaddy, and then find benefits and offers and go to the fantasy golf contest. and it'll take you right there to the Majors Challenge. And every single major and some other events throughout the year, we always put together our teams for this, and there's some great prizes you can win. You can win some new clubs. You can win some rounds at various courses throughout the area. You can win some prize packs, all that stuff. And of course, you are always going against Mike and myself, as well as the folks over at Tour Edge and stuff like that. But let's get into our picks. And again, you must be a CDGA member to play. It's $50. Sign up, and your membership's good for the whole year. And, Mike, like I always say, it pays for itself. I saw there was an offer, too, this week that you get $400 off of a zero-friction Wheel Pro golf bag. So you could pay for the next 8 years of your CDGA That's membership right. just through buying a golf bag and some of the member discounts that you get there. So pays for itself, but let's get into it.
Battery operated.
Yeah, let's get into our picks here.
Yeah.
I don't know how you felt about it, but felt like, all right, Group A, names you'd expect there to be. Group B and C kind of felt like slim pickings, and then Group D is always a crapshoot.
D is. Oh, you got that right.
But so basically how it goes, you pick a handful of players from each group, and you need to, A, try to make as many cuts as you have. That's how you'll put together your best score. But B, on top of that, you just have to have the lowest score, and then you will end up with some prizes throughout. So your Group A selections, Mike, these are your top-tier guys. Who do you have in Group A for your team?
So the creme de la creme, as they say. So you got to go with Scotty. I mean, you heard Andy North mention it. He can't envision anybody but Scotty. But so the whole world will pick Scotty. We get that. It's now the 11 other players that you pick that are going to matter. You know, it's funny. I had Rory in my group until I watched him play yesterday. And I made a quick pivot. I put him
off
as my alternate. So I moved Mr. Ludvig Åberg up into Rory spot and finish it out with Bryson DeChambeau.
All right. And then did you have an alternate as well in there? Oh, you moved Rory into your
alternate. Yeah, I moved Rory.
That's right.
Rory's
going
to be the alternate. I want him to play well. I want him to do well. It's just that I don't see it.
I would be very shocked if the winner of this tournament does not come out of the A flight. I would be very, very shocked.
I would, too.
My Group A, I'm going to go with Colin Morikawa. That's another name that Andy brought up with us. I like him. Scottie Scheffler, you almost have to take him because you're not going to win this thing unless you have the winner. And I'm going to go John Rahm. He is my lone live pick for the week. But I'm going with John Rahm. Actually, technically, I do have a second live pick. More to come on that later. But I'll go with John Rahm and then my alternate, Shane Lowry.
See, that Shane is the good pick, I think. I think he is a guy that's playing good right now, and he's just going to roll right into Pittsburgh. And I think he's going to be a formidable player on the leaderboard, but I just don't think he'll win.
Yeah.
Group B. Let's see. Okay, Group B, I started out with Justin Rose. I just think he's
one of the best
I do, too. I just think, even though he didn't play too well recently, but I do really like him there. I then picked Cameron Smith, just because I think he is going to, you're going to need to putt well there, and then that's also why I picked Patrick Cantlay. I just think the putting has got to be there for whoever's going to be on the leaderboard, and I'm just going to assume that these guys know how to hit fairways. And then my alternate is going to be Brooks Koepka.
Okay. My Group B, I am matching you on Justin Rose. I like him a lot this week. Keegan Bradley, I'm going to take as well. He's just been Mr. Steady, it feels like, this year. Aaron Rye is going to be my third player out of Group B. Fairways are going to be important, and he hits them at a very high rate. And then my alternate, Daniel Berger.
Oh, good pick. He's a guy that I could actually see win this thing.
Interesting.
That's the kind of guy that just could just all of a sudden everyone's going, who's that guy? Daniel Berger. He's a formidable player.
Yeah.
But I could just see him being your winner. But
he's one of those guys, like, I don't know if I would bet him to outright win this thing, but I would maybe put a wager down on him to finish top 10, maybe even top 20. Currently 12th on the tour right now in fairway percentage. So We know that's going to be one of the most important metrics heading into this thing. Now, the difference between are you going to win and not is going to be, can you, on top of hitting your fairways, hit your putts as well? Because what were you saying earlier? We're running at like a 15 for Oakmont this week. Yeah. And I get things may soften up because of the rain, but still, like, it is going to be a bear of a course this week.
No doubt.
All right,
and
who do you
it'll
have?
It'll be even more of a bear for the Group C.
Yeah, exactly. Who do you have there?
Group C, I'm leading off with a former Open winner, Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Ooh, okay.
To me, he's either going to play really good or he's going to go really south. It's going to be one of the two. There's going to be no in-between with him. Tom Kim, I like what he's been doing lately. I think his game is starting to come into form. But the one pick I have is with this group is Cameron Young.
Yeah.
I loved what I saw with him winning that playoff. And I'm rooting for somebody who was connected to the longest day in a positive way to have a positive result when it all said and done come Father's Day. And then my fourth player is Eric Van Ruyen. Mm-hmm. And then my alternate is Jonathan Vegas.
Nice. Johnny Vegas been playing really well lately.
Johnny.
My Group C, I've got Rasmus Højgaard. I am going to match you on both Cam Young and Tom Kim as well. Cam Young, he's just a boomer bust type of guy. He's either going to give you a top 15, 10 finish here, or he is going to be so far out of it on Friday that we are going to be like, what the hell were we thinking? And then my last member of Group C is Siwoo Kim, and then for my alternate, I'm going with Ben Ahn.
Okay. Group D, I am going to go with Luke Clanton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go Mark Leishman, another Monday qualifier, although he is from LIV. But I'm picking him because of his Monday result, not because he's on LIV. And then my alternate is Emiliano Grillo.
All right. I also have Luke Clanton in my final group here. I'm going to go with the amateur who was made famous earlier this year for taking a leak in the creek, Jose Luis Ballester, who has signed with LIV Golf. He was in the news this week for signing with LIV Golf. But if you remember at the Masters this year, he was the one who was caught relieving himself in Rays Creek. So I will take him. And then my alternate, I'm going to go with the young 17-year-old Mason Howell.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
The future Georgia Bulldog.
I do think there's going to be an amateur that somehow gets through all this. I do think there'll be an amateur or two that makes the cut.
Mm-hmm. All right, that is going to do it for us. This segment's been brought to you by French Lick Golf Resort. Everyone, enjoy the U.S. Open this week. We will be back with you next week to break down what we've seen through the first 2 days and get you ready for the rest of the weekend and all that stuff. Should be fantastic golfing weather throughout the Chicagoland area as well this week. Peggy and Dion's coming up next. We'll talk to you next week.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app.